I'd like to sing you a song that is one of my husband David's favorite songs. And let me just tell you that he's fine. And you, all right. Now we're fine too. And David was just shipped from the county jail, which is very much of a drag, to a federal prison, which is kind of like a big summer camp after you've been in county jail long enough. And they shackled his feet, and they shackled his hands, and they shaved his head and all that jazz. And he's perfectly good-natured about the whole thing. The last time I saw David, he was smiling as usual. And we had waited a long time for the federal marshals to come to the house and pick him up. And as it turned out, they could have picked him up anywhere after the 10th of July, and they waited till the 16th, so probably any noise about David would have been buried in the moonshot. So anyhow, I was in touch with the federal marshal, and I said, you know, just let us know when you're coming and stuff, and I'll give you directions, because we really live way up in the hills. And they were too proud to take the directions, so they were 2.5 hours late, and they pulled into the yard, and we had a big party going, and people with beads and hair and really looking happy and having a good time. A lot of cameras, a lot of action. And these poor federal marshals didn't look very happy at all. And they walked into the living room, and I said, there were about 20 people there, and I said, you get to choose which one's David, ha, ha, ha. And there was no response from them at all, so I offered them a cup of coffee, and they said, no, no, they had to be back to the office by 11. And I said, yeah, but it's 11:05. You didn't get lost, did you? And they said, as a matter of fact, they had gotten a little lost. And I thought to myself, I wonder if you know how lost you really are. But anyway, they were just doing their job. So anyway, the last time I saw David, he was in the back seat of the car, and they handcuffed him, and they were so anxious to drive out of there in a hurry. I think they thought we were all going to lie down in front of the car or something. I saw them driving off down the wrong side of the road, and one of the girls who works with Resistance had put a big old glow wiki resist the draft sticker on their bumper, and that's the last I saw. Anyway, this is an organizing song, and I was happy to find out that after David had been in jail for 2.5 weeks, he already had a very, very good hunger strike going with 42 federal prisoners, none of whom were draft people. So.